from KQED.
It's called resilience, the idea that the roads, buildings, and services people really need can be made ready for a big shake. Then after an earthquake, people could stay in their homes, get water and power back in days instead of months, and shop at their corner grocery.
The damage and destruction can't be avoided, but it doesn't have to be life-stopping.
25 years now after Loma Prieta, what have we done well and not so well to help prevent the risk of death and injury and damage?
I think overall the San Francisco Bay Area has made amazing progress towards being more resilient to future earthquakes. We've invested on the order of $50 billion in strengthening buildings and infrastructure just in that past 25 years.
Mary Lou Zoback is a consulting professor in geophysics at Stanford University. She's devoted her long career to investigating the risks earthquakes present and what we can do to reduce them.
We're sitting in front of a Robley Hall on the Stanford campus. It's a beautiful historic building built in 1918.
The exterior walls are hollow clay tile. Zoback says Robley Hall could have collapsed in an earthquake, but the university retrofitted it and reopened the doors to 300 students just weeks before Loma Prieta.
That earthquake was about 5:15 in the afternoon. Most of the students would have been in their dorm rooms waiting to go to dinner, and we could have had several hundred deaths in this one building alone. So these are the stories we want to be reporting on after the next earthquake, is the success of the retrofits that have been done.
So where will those success stories be? The Bay Bridge at $6.5 billion is one of the best known retrofits, as is the Hetch Hetchy water system upgrade, and it's roughly 80% done. Then there are unheralded miles of other bridges, pipelines, and tunnels retrofitted by public agencies and private companies. Zoback says the leader was the East Bay Municipal Utility District. They provide water for more than a million people in Alameda and Contra Costa counties.
In many cases, they had single lines crossing faults, so if that line went down, the whole system would go down. So they set about very early on a retrofit program that was not only looking at their actual pipelines and dams, but also the administrative buildings that need to be running. And they really set the model for the rest of the infrastructure here in the Bay Area.
As for buildings, Zoback says many cities have their emergency communication centers inside City Hall and have retrofitted the buildings to keep emergency centers functional after an earthquake. That's more than the law requires.
Because our building code standard is really something we call life safety standard, which means the building could largely collapse, but people would be able to get out.
Water, power, bridges, emergency command centers. Here's where the Bay Area has made the biggest strides in the 25 years since Loma Prieta. The areas that still have a way to go, hospitals and schools.
Overall, though, I think our public schools are in pretty good shape.
Not so the private schools, Zoback says, because they don't have to meet the same earthquake standards as public schools. In San Francisco, a recent task force report found one-third of private schools would perform poorly in an earthquake.
They were a little vague on what poorly means, but I think that would mean that some buildings would collapse. And I don't think we as a community should accept that we have children in buildings that could collapse when we send them to school.
Whether the Bay Area's private schools could survive a quake is a mystery, because hardly any have been inspected. San Francisco only just passed an ordinance requiring earthquake inspections of all private schools.
This is the first time this has happened in the state of California.
And that's just in San Francisco.
This recent legislation passed in San Francisco, where almost 30% of the students go to private schools, so it's really important that it start here, but it needs to happen throughout the state.
Now, hospitals. The Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development says 88% of California's acute care hospital buildings are no longer in danger of collapsing in an earthquake. Hospitals have until 2030 to show they can provide medical care right after a quake.
You know, until they all reach this performance standard that they can function within hours, you know, some hospitals are just not going to be able to provide services. It may be because they don't have the power or the water, or it may be portions collapse, and it could just be stairwells or the elevators don't work, and some of those things can cripple a hospital even though the building itself is still standing.
The biggest question for hospitals is where the money will come from to do the next level of retrofits, and right now there's not a clear answer to that. I'm Kat Snow, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.